Conscience, The Stick for the Blind, by Gayatri Narain. As the Brahma Kumari's representative to the United Nations, a role that gives me a privileged view of the extensive panoply of world affairs, I am inspired by the unending efforts of those on whom the mantle falls to protect and safeguard the people of the world and the planet on which we all live. One of the things that inspire me the most are the universal principles articulated in the UN Charter and the UN Declaration of Human Rights. My two favorites are reaffirming faith in the dignity and worth of the human person, brackets, UN Charter, and all human beings are born free and equal, endowed with reason and conscience, brackets, UN Declaration of Human Rights. A few years ago, I was speaking with a diplomat and we were talking about the state of the world, and I asked him, "What do you think the world needs most in order to become a better place?" His instant response was, "The human conscience." This reply touched my heart because, through all the many challenging calls on his diplomacy, be that of a sensitive situation or groups of people with diverse needs, his awareness of what was really needed was in fact a spiritual insight. This encounter and conversation became a catalyst for me to become increasingly fascinated by the concept of conscience as the spiritual compass to change the direction of any given situation into calmer waters. The human conscience, that is the moral sense of what is right and what is wrong, which acts as a guide to our behavior, is triggered when one's actions, thoughts, feelings, and words conform to, or are contrary to, a particular standard of right and wrong. What is right and wrong, or true and false, is connected to a personal value system based on moral or spiritual leanings. However, I believe that this concept of human conscience can only change the direction of a set of circumstances, be they global or even within our own homes, when godly conscience is explored. Godly conscience involves three major truths. First, conscience is a God-given capacity for human beings to exercise self-evaluation. The ability to assess their behavior in relation to their own conscience, being clean and clear. An undertaking to examine their own words and actions in accordance with God's shrimit, or in other words, directions. God's shrimit directs the conscience, and the conscience verifies the integrity of the heart. Second, the conscience bears witness to God's presence as truth and love. We appeal to the godly conscience, to the presence of truth and love, to make sense and meaning of our lives in order to speak the truth and to conduct ourselves with purity and sincerity in our relationships and interactions with others. Being a witness is to be a detached observer while maintaining a loving connection with God. This presence or conscience is a self-evident truth, not only in terms of the personal conscience, but is also clearly visible as exactly the same truth for others. Third, the conscience serves the desires and understanding of an individual. An immature or weak person is unable to access the truths within the conscience or is unable to heed them sufficiently, and so operates from a position of weakness. However, someone who has begun a spiritual education and who is growing in their understanding will increasingly access a clear sense of right and wrong and will also have the strength to act upon the understanding. Until that spiritual maturity becomes steady and constant, the conscience will repeatedly be overridden, and the behavior that follows will often result in persistent feelings of guilt and shame, which are damaging to the soul. Spiritual maturity develops by a consistent reaffirming of the faith and awareness of the self as a soul, and thereby there is a strengthening of the conscience. The power of that maturity evolves by acting in accordance with God's shrimit, which ultimately guides the conscience. This consistent reaffirmation of the consciousness of soul is done through the practice of Raja Yoga meditation. This daily practice keeps the conscience clear by remembering and connecting with God, because God is the source of all truth and love. The understanding of this ultimate truth is developed by the study and assimilation of his teachings. Through the inculcation of these teachings, there is a renewal and a softening of the heart each day. It is through this that we develop a compassionate conscience that gives clean and clear insight. This clean and clear insight is the stick that leads the soul out of its blindness and into its light. A beautiful article by Gayatri Narain, representative of the Brahma Kumaris, to the United Nations, New York.